I want to welcome everybody to today's Entrepreneur Show and Women in E-commerce webinar. Today's topic is collect your first 100 email subscribers on your website minus those annoying pop-ups. Wow, this is going to be exciting. I really can't wait. And today our special guest is Director of Marketing, Lindsay Miranda. So let me tell you a little bit about Lindsay. Lindsay is Hello Bar's Director of Marketing, and she has 15 years of marketing and business development experience that spans multiple industries, including health and wellness, SaaS, lifestyle, and hospitality. No matter which industry she is focusing on, Lindsay prides herself on the creation and implementation of engaging grassroots online marketing tactics that convert fans into paying happy customers. And isn't that what we all want? When Lindsay is not moving the marketing needle for businesses, she's a marketing professor at the San Diego Fashion Institute and the author of It's Just the Beginning, Break Up, Get Up, and Walk Away. Well, welcome, first of all, Lindsay. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Addie. This is wonderful.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. And I have to learn a little bit about your Just the Beginning, Break Up, Get Up, and Walk Away. So hopefully we'll have time to cover that either at the beginning or at the end. So Lindsay, I know that today we're going to be doing an actual webinar with a presentation. So I'm doubly excited because you take a little bit of pressure off of me. I don't have to ask a lot of questions, but don't let that fool you. I still will ask questions. So let's go ahead. If you're ready, we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to give you control of the screen. I can figure out how to do this again. I know how to do it, but okay. Hold on one second.
No worries.
Okay. So you should be able to...
Let's see. I have the share button, so I can give
it... So you should be able to go ahead and share your screen from there. So, and welcome, Nancy Greco. We'll talk to you a little bit.
Amazing. All right. Well, we'll dive in. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm super excited to be here and sharing with you. So I'm going to go ahead and make this full screen. And I am going to just minimize this real quick. Sorry. Let's make sure I've got this down. Okay. Okay. Let's stop that, minimize that. Amazing. Okay, you guys can see the screen okay. Just give me a holler. I want to make sure everything looks okay to you. But thank you so much for having me here today, Heidi. I'm really excited to share with everyone the three steps to capture more emails on your website. Actually, it's how to collect your first email addresses. I put the wrong title. I'm so sorry. How to collect your first 100 email addresses minus annoying pop-ups. So super excited, but everything we're going to talk about here today is actually going to support you in starting to collect more email addresses today for your business. So as Heidi mentioned, I'm the director of marketing for Hello Bar, and I'll talk about what Hello Bar is in just a second. But I've been in marketing for over 15 years. Kind of a funny story about how I started an email collection. So my first job was actually collecting email addresses for a Monday night football raffle on a clipboard in a bar. This was 2002. it was quite an interesting adventure. But it was awesome because it really got me in the habit of understanding email marketing and what it took to get people to sign up on your list and all about the free offer and what it took to really grow your email list. So thank goodness email marketing has come quite a long way since then, and we've got a ton of new technology. But in my decade plus of experience, as Heidi mentioned, I've written a book, I've launched my own coaching business, and I know there's a lot of coaches in this community, so I'm excited to share a ton of my experiences and actually how I collected email addresses myself for my coaching business. I've spoken at conferences all over the country, and I've pretty much encountered most email marketing platforms that can be imagined. I've also advertised all sorts of products from Lululemon yoga pants to Shark Tank guitar winning accessories. And I've also worked with budgets all across the board. So I'm really excited to mostly be able to share all the experiences I've had over the years with email collection. Because as I mentioned, when I started, it was literally just pen and paper. And funny story about that, it was long before these like awesome email marketing systems that are available now. So when people's email addresses were bad and they bounced back, I actually had to individually unsubscribe them from the email list. And we're talking like thousands of bounce backs. So it was quite an introduction to email marketing. But a little bit more about HelloBar and what the heck it is. So HelloBar, some may call it a pop-up software, but I actually like to think of it as so much more than that. And I'm going to go ahead and minimize just to make sure you can see the screen okay. But when you think of HelloBar and when you think of the pop-ups that we have, remember that these are actually the first impression that somebody sees on your website. So they're actually a really important part of your customer journey on your site. So maybe you've seen on a top a website a top bar that says, hey, enter your email address here to get this free guide. Or maybe you've seen a modal in the center of the screen that's popped up at you. Most people know us for our top bar, but we actually have modals and sliders that slide on out on your website, alert bells that ring, and then also page takeovers, which take over the page. And I'm going to share a little bit more about HelloBar as we get down the line in this training. I'm going to give you a quick demo. But I just wanted to share a little bit more about what it actually was. And a little bit more about us that I think is cool is we've actually been around since 2010. So I share all this data that we get all these signups per month and have all these active users, not to brag about HelloBar, but mostly to share with you one of the coolest things I think about our software is that we have so much information that we've been able to gather over the past 8 years that we're actually able to use it to continue to make our users more successful. So one of the things that's important to us is we don't just want to be a software. We really want to make people successful in their business, right? Because we recognize that you can have all the softwares in the world, but if you're not getting the support you need on the marketing side to actually be successful, then the software is not going to matter. So that's what's really important to us, and we get to use all this data to help you with just that. And a little bit funny backstory as to why HelloBar exists. So in 2011, our owner, one of our owners of our company, Neil Patel, who has a very popular blog that supports people in getting organic traffic to their website, he actually was looking for a way to collect more email addresses on his site. And it was costing him a ton of money to actually collect email addresses on his site. So he found HelloBar and he thought, oh my gosh, this is such a simple solution. And it actually worked really well for him. So he ended up acquiring it as on ever since. So one of the things I think is also really phenomenal about HelloBar is we not only have Neil's world-renowned marketing experience, we also have our CEO Mike's expert sales experience. And then on our team, we have all amazing people that have experience in marketing. Many of us have been business owners before, and we get to combine all that to make the best email marketing collection tool possible, I think. So there's a big problem that exists when you're trying to collect email addresses, right? So oftentimes when you're trying to collect email addresses, you're actually sending people to a website, right? Sending people to a landing page, sending them somewhere to actually a form to put in their contact information so that you can get their email. Well, one of the things that's happening these days that a lot of people don't know is that on average, 98% of visitors will actually leave your website without taking action. So what does that look like? So let's say for every 1,000 visitors you're sending your site, that's 980 leaving without taking action. And you can see the math on this, but for those of you that may be listening to the audio after, for 10,000 visitors, that's 9,800, and 100,000, that's 98,000. Now, the reason why this is so devastating is because you're spending all this time, money, and effort, right, trying to build up your email list, trying to get people to your website so you can collect their information, only to potentially have them leave. But don't worry, I'm not telling you this to scare you. Today, I'm going to show you exactly how to make sure that they don't leave and how to make sure you can actually capture their information. Okay, another thing I want to talk about is the elephant in the room. So I don't know about you guys or Heidi or anyone on this training right now. I'd love to hear from you. But maybe you've hopped on a website before and you've gotten bombarded with a pop-up when you get on the site asking for your information right away. Or maybe you've gotten like multiple messages at once or messages that are asking for your email address that aren't very enticing, right? So I know, and I've heard it time and time again, people will tell me, oh no, pop-ups are annoying or they don't work. But the reality is they do actually actually work. It's just that oftentimes people are using them wrong. So that's why people are leaving. Oftentimes they're, you know, too intrusive. They're popping up in people's faces. The timing's wrong. Or the offer just isn't exciting for people. We're going to talk a lot about the offer today because that's one of the most important parts to support you in collecting those 100 email addresses in your first week, okay? So just wanted to address that elephant in the room because I know it comes up a lot. And I'm going to show you today, of course, you signed up for, you know, how to collect the email addresses minus annoying pop-ups. I'm going to show you how to do it in a way where it's not annoying at all. And I always say that having a pop-up display or, you know, some sort of call to action asking for someone's email address, displaying immediately when someone hits your site, is kind of like if you've ever gone to the mall and there's the kiosks outside in the mall and they're popping out asking you if you want a facial or if you want your hair curled, just like immediately when you're walking in the mall. So you've got to make sure that you time things right. And again, I'm going to show you exactly how to do that today. Because the reality is pop-ups and calls to action to get people on your email list, they work when they're done right. And that's key, you guys. So oftentimes I find people shy away or they get nervous. They don't want to share what they've created for their free offer to get people on their email list because they're afraid they're going to be too salesy or too intrusive. But they do work when done right. And again, today we're going to talk about how to do that. And there's another big myth that I want to address, okay? So a lot of people think that you have to have like thousands and thousands of email addresses collected to actually be able to make sales or to actually be able to grow your community. And the reason why we chose this training of how to collect your first 100 email addresses, right, minus the annoying pop-ups, is because I always like to tell people it's not about the number of people that you have on your list. It's about getting the right people on your list, nurturing them, building a relationship with them. And you guys, I've been in digital launches for a long time, meaning launching products and communities and coaching. I've seen people that have a list of a couple hundred people that do amazing sales. And I've seen people that have lists of 100,000 people that don't do well. And it's all because they haven't cultivated that relationship with their community. So don't worry if you have kind of in the back of your head, like, oh, I know I have to have thousands and thousands of email addresses before I can even, you know, make a sale or get coaching clients. That's so not true at all. So I wanted to introduce you to Travis. He's just an amazing man. And I thought this was a really cool story. So Travis actually was on Shark Tank. He had invented a tool to help people to learn how to play guitar. Now his inspiration was actually his daughter. He had always had the tool in mind, but he kept putting it on the back burner. His daughter was learning how to play guitar and she was super frustrated and actually ready to give up. So she said to her dad, Daddy, will you invent me that magic tool that you've always talked about? And of course he couldn't, you know, at that point he knew he had to because he couldn't see his daughter give up on playing guitar. So what's really cool about Travis is he went on Shark Tank and he won, but he was missing one item. He had people coming to his website, but he wasn't getting any people actually taking the action steps that he wanted them to take. He wasn't really building his email list from his website. He wasn't getting as many sales as he wanted from his website. And this is a very interesting situation, right? Because you have this example of someone that's getting people to his site, but then they're not taking the action steps he wanted them to take. And actually, in the first 3 months of working with Travis, we were able to collect over 1,000 email addresses and also increase his conversion rate, his sales, specifically from HelloBar by 50%. So pretty amazing. And one of the ways we did it was through putting HelloBar throughout the site in very subtle places, but really serving people with the right message at the right time. And I'm going to break down exactly how we did this a little bit later. I'm going to show you the exact steps we took so you can totally replicate it on your own. Okay, so why are people leaving your site, right? Why are people not actually putting their email address in and saying, yes, I want to take this offer and I want to be a part of what you're doing? So one of the things I want you to think about is maybe one of the reasons why they're leaving is because you're not actually giving them a reason to stay, right? So as we go through this training, I want you to think about the people coming to your website kind of like people coming to an event. Okay, so here's an example. So my husband actually sells wine, and every year he has a very large event where he invites not only his clients all throughout San Diego, where we live, to the event, but he also invites his wineries from all over the world. They come to this one event space, and there's over 50 wineries there. So the goal for my husband and his coworkers is to get all of their clients there. That's the major goal, right? Just like your goal is to get people to your website, to sign up for your email list, same thing, right? So a lot of pressure on him to try to get all these people there. So one of the most important things that happens is that when these people come to this event, imagine coming to this event and having 50 different wineries that you're supposed to talk to and connect with, right? It can feel super overwhelming. And maybe like you don't know what to do or where to go. Okay. So what's key is that my husband basically has to curate the experience. He really has to take people down the path that he wants them to go down. So maybe he says to one person, I know that you're looking for this specific type of wine. I want you to visit so-and-so and so-and-so. Or another person, hey, I know you're looking for a female-owned winery. So I want you to visit this person, right? So he really has to curate the experience for people. Very similar to you. So when you're thinking about people getting to your website and starting to collect emails, you have to curate the experience, because if you don't, that's when they start to get overwhelmed or perhaps lost. So if I walked into a room with 50 different tables there and I didn't know where to start, I may leave, I may get really overwhelmed, or I may just decide find wineries that I don't even like, right? So that's what I want you to start to think about. When it comes to collecting emails and when it comes to really the experience people are having, you got to start curating the experience. Because the reality is the money is in creating a relationship with your website visitors, right? I always tell people, a lot of people say, you've got to have a list. You've got to have an email list. The money's in the list. The money's in the list, right? But I don't actually think that. I think the money is in creating a relationship with your website visitors and your email list. If you start to create a relationship with them, you're going to notice a huge difference. And we're going to talk about that today. Okay, so today I'm going to go over three simple steps that are going to allow you to just start collecting email addresses today, okay? So the first step, before we even dive into actually how to collect email addresses and how to create an offer that's going to capture people's attention, is you've got to start with your ultimate goal, right? And this gets missed a lot, and so we're going to go through what actually creating your goal looks like. The second step is that you've got to create an offer that captures interest in emails, and this is super important. Now, maybe you've heard before, okay, I've got to have, you know, a free lead magnet. A lot of people talk about it like that. But you've got to start thinking about what is something that's going to be so enticing that people can't wait to sign up and be a part of your community. And then step three is you actually have to implement that, right? You actually have to make that visible to people. It's super important that you actually get, you know, it in front of people so that you can start collecting email addresses today. Okay, so we're going to go through these three very simple steps. So step one, when it comes to collecting those email addresses, is you actually have to really define your ultimate goal. So what I want you to start to think about is, what is your overall goal for your business, okay? What is the ultimate action step that you want people to take in your business in general? And in fact, this is a screenshot from HelloBar. That's like one of the first questions we ask you in HelloBar is, what is the ultimate goal you have for the people coming to your website just in general? Okay, so this is super important. So what I want you to think about is, I want you to think about your customer journey, okay? So what is the steps that people need to take to get to the ultimate goal? So once you've defined your goal, and we'll use an example of coaching. So let's say your goal is, ultimately, I want to get more coaching clients. I want to get more people that sign up for my coaching package, okay? So that is perfect. So you've got that business goal, you know. So let's say you charge $2,000 for your coaching packages, okay? So that's kind of where your coaching packages start. Now, your ideal clients, we'll use this example, are seeking you out because they want your help with growing their business. They're overwhelmed with marketing, they need more clients, and they need to hire you as a business coach. So we'll say that you're a business coach. Your ultimate goal is to get people to sign up for your business coaching program. Okay, so now what do you do? Do you collect an email address? What do you do? Well, there's kind of two ways to go about that you can do this. But the first thing I want you to ask yourself is, what is the step that someone needs to take before they're going to ultimately hire me as a coach, right? Before they're actually going to invest in me. So one way, which is an amazing way to collect free email addresses or to collect email addresses, is to come up with a free offer, right? So you could say, okay, so in my coaching program, my business coaching program, we go through these four marketing principles. So I'm going to put them together in your ultimate marketing checklist and give that as a free offer so that people are really excited, right, about what you're doing. They get to see your teaching style and who you are. And then I'm going to send them some emails after and invite them to start working with me. So that's one way you can do it. So one of the things we're going to talk about in a second is how to craft that offer so that someone actually says yes to it. But before you craft that offer, you have to actually know what your goal is to create that offer, right? And then that offer is going to be key to getting someone to put their email address in and say yes to you. Okay. So the second way you could actually do it is you could say, okay, you know what? I want them to sign up with me. The step that they need to take before they're going to sign up with me is actually they are going to need to get on the phone with me maybe, right? You're a coach and consultant. They need to get on the phone with you. So they'll go ahead and fill out a form to work with you, and then they'll end up getting on the phone with you. So that's something else. So maybe because you're a business coach, you're going to offer a free 45-minute marketing strategy session. We'll review your marketing strategy, and I'll share with me my top tips for that, right? And then from there, you collect the email address, and then you get them on the phone, and you talk with them about your programs. So the step we're going to talk about in just a second is the free offer. But again, before you go into what you're actually going to craft for your free offer, you have to know what your goal is, and then you have to know what step they need to actually take before they're going to achieve the goal with you. Like, what is it that they need to do or see before they're going to hire you as a coach? So if I was thinking about hiring a coach, I'm imagining if I'm going to spend around $2,000, I need to know, like, and trust you, right? I need to know that you're an authority. I need to know that you can help me be successful, because my problem is getting clients and my problem is that I don't understand marketing. So I need to know that you can help me with that. So most likely I either need to see an introduction of how you teach and how you work, or I need to get on a call with you. So the key when you're establishing your goal for your website is asking yourself a few questions, okay? And I want you to take notes on this. So when you're thinking about your goal, and this is, again, before you create your free offer, there's a few questions you have to ask yourself. The first is, where is your traffic coming from? So where is everyone coming from that's coming to your site? Do they know you? Do they not know you? This makes a very huge difference, right? For people that know you, they're going to be far more likely to put their email address in very quickly versus people that don't know you. So if you're getting a lot of people from maybe paid ads, we like to call those colder leads, right? So in this, it's ice cold prospects, then maybe you're going to have a little bit more incentive for them to put in their email address. If you're getting people that already know you, maybe you go out to network at events and you're in the community and you're getting people to know you from that, then you may be able to offer something a little bit different that, you know, because they know you. So I want you to start to think about, and here's an example. We had a company that was a mattress company and they only did paid ads. And so when people got to the site, they didn't really know the mattress company or what made them different. So we couldn't just send them to a page that said, hey, buy this $1,500 mattress, right? Because they didn't really know who they were. So instead, we looked at what the pain point was that people were going through that came to the site. They were struggling with sleep and getting a good night's sleep. So we offered them a free good night's sleep guide that gave them the A to Z on how to actually get a good night's sleep. And we collected email addresses. Then from there, we started to educate them on the mattress companies and then offered them a savings on the mattress. So that's an example of just the goal we knew was to sell the mattress, but the traffic that was coming to them was a little colder, so we needed to warm them up. Okay. Step two, when you're thinking about your goal, is who's your ideal client that's coming to your website, right? Who are the people that are coming to your site? And most importantly is number three, is what are they looking for when they come to your website? And number four is, what steps do they need to take before they actually purchase the product that you want them to purchase? So when you're thinking about what are they looking for when they're coming to your site, this is what I always tell people, is when somebody's coming to your site, whether it be your website or the landing page you're sending them to collect their email address or your form, the question is, what solution are they currently seeking? What are they Googling at night in Google saying, how do I do this? Or how do I find this, right? So in the example of being a coach and a business coach, it may be, how do I find clients? So then when they get to your website and you say, hey, let me show you how to find clients, enter your email address here to find more clients. They're going to be like, yes, you know me, you're speaking to me, right? So again, where is your traffic coming from? Where are these people coming from? Who is your ideal client that's coming to your website? What are they looking for when they're coming to your site? What solution are they seeking? And what steps do they need to take before they actually purchase your product, right? Because the reality is if you don't have a goal, then suddenly you have multiple things popping up at once and it can be super overwhelming. And that's when I start to see people actually leaving websites. When you know they get on the site and you're like, hey, subscribe here, put your email address here, shop here, right? It gets really overwhelming. So you've got to make sure that you're making it as simple as possible for people. And ultimately that means just knowing what your goal is. A funny, interesting story about this. So something that worked really well for us a few years back is our co-founder Neil had a product that he was selling. It was called AMP. It was like an A to Z digital marketing course. So when he was looking at his goal, he knew the entire goal was to end up get people to buy that product, right? So he asked himself, what is the step that they need to take before they're going to buy that product? And it was to actually hop on a webinar with him. And then from there in the webinar, he shared more about the product. So what he did is he had calls to action similar to this slider and similar to a top bar that I'll show you later. And all of those led to getting people to put their email address in to sign up for the webinar. And then from there, in the webinar, he shared more about the product. So actually every call to action on his site led to people putting their email address in and signing up for this free training and webinar. And it worked really, really well. He ended up selling over 3,000 courses with that method. So pretty crazy. So defining the goal, right? I always think it usually comes down to three things. It's either get more clients, get more sales, or both. So what's key is just really thinking about what your ultimate goal is on the site and making sure that your email offer that you're giving is actually getting people to take a step towards what your ultimate goal is, okay? And we're going to get more in depth in that right now because I think creating that irresistible offer is one of the most important sections in this training. Because the reality is, you've probably heard before, but you have to have a free offer to collect email addresses. You have to have a free offer, right? But what makes one offer better than the other? And that's really what I wanna talk about here. And then I wanna start to break down some different free offers that we have that have worked really, really well. Now, you guys, I actually talked to someone last week that created a free offer of a content guide. And she posted it in her group and a bunch of different groups, and it was how to create your own content or how to create a month's worth of content in less than 10 minutes. And it actually got her 200 email signups in less than a week, you guys. Yeah, right? It was amazing. And the reason why, and I talked to her about it, I broke it down, she was saying, well, I really was speaking to people's pain points. People have trouble with content. And I knew my audience. I knew that's what they were looking for. So that's what I created. So I want to really break down how can you create something like that for your audience that's going to be so exciting and enticing that you can actually start collecting more email addresses today. So I always like to use the example of my 80s gal because I remember when I used to go to aerobics classes with my mom in the late 80s, early 90s, one of the things that would always happen is she'd be like, we've got to go try this aerobics class because there's a free class for my first time, right? So I use this example because I think it's funny because free offers have actually been around forever. Right? Whether it be, I know that when I was getting married, they gave me a free engagement shoot if I booked the wedding shoot, or whether you're at the market and there's a free sample of pizza and then you're like, I have to buy the whole pizza, right? So what I want you to start to think about is that free offers are all around you. And I want you to start to think about what actually gets you to put in your email address. What makes you excited? What entices you? Because they're all around you and ideas are everywhere. So again, I'm sure you've heard it before that you have to have a free offer, but you know, what makes one better than the other? So I thought I'd start with this example. So as Heidi mentioned in the beginning, I actually did write a book years ago, kind of a funny story. But my husband and I, when we were first dating, we broke up. We had been dating for a year. So I always heard that the best revenge was living well. So I wrote a blog and then I wrote a book. And so one of the things I did with this book was I really wanted to build my email list, build a community, build a tribe of people. So I actually put out, a page, a website page. And the only thing on that page was to actually give people half the book for free for putting in their email address, because I was really trying to build up my community. So what I did was I just put that out there and I gave away half the book. And then after that, it prompted people to say, hey, if you want more of this, sign up for my Amazon waiting list, or whatever you call that on Amazon, for the pre-sale. So this was an example of just giving away a ton of content, because in my mind, if, you know, I wanted to give away as much as possible so people could really get a preview of it. And then if they liked it, they could continue reading it and buy it from there. Now, recently I actually downloaded a book. I always download a free sample on my Kindle, and there was this book I had heard all about, and I thought, oh, this would be really cool. So I actually downloaded it, and the free sample, the free offer, was 7 pages. Now, I don't know about you, but in 7 pages, I can't really tell if I'm going to like a book or not. So that's more of an example of not giving value. And as a result, I didn't buy the book. So when you're thinking about it, I always tell people your free offer should be better than people's paid offer. Now, I want to stop here and pause, because I'm not saying that you have to go out there and hire an insane designer and create, you know, a 45-page ebook or something very like big for your free offer. What I am saying is that you have to provide value, meaning that you have to get your audience some quick wins, right? Because ultimately, when you're trying to collect more email addresses, you're trying to build your community, and then you're probably trying to sell a product, whether it be your coaching and consulting services, or maybe you have a course that you're trying to sell. So you've got to look at the value that you're providing and why you're actually collecting those email addresses in the first place, right? Remember the goal that we talked about earlier. So I always tell people, again, free offer should be better than people's paid offer. You've got to go back to that customer journey and ask yourself, what do people ultimately need to achieve before they end up hiring you? So here's another interesting story of a free offer. So in 2012, I did a product launch. My boss and co-founder of an old company I worked for actually was a fitness professional and spoke all over the world. So he had all these DVDs and products that he wanted to make digital. So what we did is we decided that before we sold people on those products, we would actually send them to the site to sign up for our free 4-part video series that would give them a ton of content, ton of value, kind of preview them on what the product would be. And then we would sell the product after we built up that community. So the first time around, we actually didn't use a script. We filmed the free videos on our iPhones, and we literally set up the website like very, very quickly. It wasn't very professional, but it did the job. It had a good headline. We got people to put in their email address for this offer, right? And then the second time we launched the product, we actually hired a film crew. We scripted it for the 4-part video series. We made it super professional. The first free offer with just the iPhones did far better. We actually think we did higher sales for the first one than we did for the second. And the reason why is because my old boss was actually really good, just impromptu off the cuff. When we got him in front of a script, it was just too formulaic. Like it wasn't really providing value for everyone. It was just very calculated. So I share that because your free offer doesn't have to be anything crazy. It just has to, again, provide value. So I thought I'd share a few examples of some free offers and how we would actually break them down. So the first example I thought I would share is, let's say you're an online coach, you're a fitness coach, okay? Health, wellness, fitness. So your ideal clients are coming to you because they have issues getting healthy. They see how glowing you are and how healthy you look and how fit you look, and they really want to feel that way too, right? They're staying up at night because they feel exhausted. They're, you know, not energetic during the day. Their lack of motivation. They want to know how they can be like you. So they're seeking that solution, right? They're seeking more energy. They're seeking feeling healthy and happy and vibrant again. So you've got to give them a solution that will actually make getting healthy simple for them. So let's think about how you actually would build up a community of people through this issue. So somebody hits your website, what are you going to offer them that's going to get them to start to feel that energetic and vibrant and excited self again? So an example of this that I saw someone do years ago is they actually did a 7-day free smoothie challenge because they had a product that actually ultimately gave like a 30-day guide to smoothies. So what they did is they did a challenge, and they would do like a kickoff call where they'd give people a 7-day smoothie guide recipe. And then from there, they just sent encouraging emails every single day. Now they collected over 30,000 email addresses doing the 7-day smoothie challenge, right? It was amazing. And the reason why is a few things. One, they focused on that their social media network was going to be Instagram and then sending people back to their website. So they kept it really simple. They just kept sending people back to the site for the 7-day smoothie challenge. Two, they gave people a piece of their ultimate program, and people started to see quick wins. So they started to be like, oh, this is amazing. This is awesome, right? And then three was the wording. They talked about, they talked to people's pain points. Do you want to feel more energy, that glow, excitement in your day, more motivation? And people are like, yes, who knew smoothies could be the answer, right? So that's an example of something you could do. Maybe you have a course or something that you've already built, or a coaching program. What I would say is ask yourself, what's the most important and effective part of that coaching program, and make that your free offer. So an example of something I did is one of the things when I used to do coaching is I had this method called the 4W method. And when I'd start clients out with it from the very beginning, and they'd always see big aha moments and wins. And then we'd move on through the 3-month program. So my free offer was actually the 4W method. I literally just filmed 4 different videos that were 10 minutes each, and I gave that away. And it worked really well because I knew people would start to see traction and win. So they'd be like, okay, this is working. I need more. And then ultimately the more would be that I would support them. So that's another example of, ways to grow your community. So if I did have an online coaching fitness business, I would probably do some sort of little mini challenge to collect email addresses. I may do, if I have some sort of recipe guide that I think will help people a ton, I would give away the recipe guide. People love recipe guides still to this day. If you want to get a little bit more advanced, you could even do something like a quiz. We love to use lead quizzes, and you can actually put together fun little quizzes. People love interactive stuff. And then maybe you could map out like 3 different plans for people in the health and wellness space. So those are just examples of ways you can start to collect email people's information. But ultimately, it's about, what are their pain points, what are their challenges, and then letting them know that you have the solution. So we actually did a quiz years ago on a website, and it worked really well. Originally, we were collecting anywhere from 5 to 10 email addresses per day, and it was pretty bland. The offer that we had, it was literally on the website, kind of hidden, that said, join my free newsletter. So it wasn't very good. So we actually changed it, and we did an interactive quiz. And what we did is we used one of the Hello Bar page takeovers, and I'll show you an example of that in just a second. And on it, we said, my actual CEO, Mike. He said, I'm going through my weight loss journey. Would you like to follow me? Get your custom weight loss plan. And then people clicked the button, they took the quiz, and they got a little plan. And we went from 5 email addresses to 50 a day. Right? And it was much better, worded much better than that. But that's just an example of things that are interactive and exciting to people. They're far more likely to put their email address in. Another example could be an e-commerce website. Let's say you have a product or something. A great example of this is you could have people enter their email address to get a saving. So if I had an e-commerce site or a product-based site, and my goal was to collect more email addresses, I would give away something like free shipping or free savings. Or another one that worked really well for one of our clients recently is she has a bikini site, and she actually gave away a free or $100 gift card. So she had people enter in their email addresses to enter to win an $100 gift card, which would basically get them a free bathing suit. So starting to think about, people are coming to your site because they want swimwear, and now you're like, hey, enter your email address and you may have a chance to win a free bathing suit. That sounds pretty exciting, right? Savings, again, on e-commerce sites, and free shipping also always work really well. they may seem bland or boring to you, but I want you to think about how many times you've gone to exit a website or maybe stayed on a site for a little bit and you got that free offer that said, hey, enter your email address and you'll get 20% savings. And you're like, okay, I'll do it. This is an example of one of my favorite pairs of shoes, Teets. I don't own any, but they're like pretty pricey shoes. And I always put that there because I think that, you know, if I saw a little pop-up on their site that said, hey, enter your email address to get 20% savings, I'd be like, that's amazing. Your shoes are $175. That's a pretty good savings, right? So e-commerce style people always thinking about what's going to push people over the edge. And this is an example of the bikini site that I was talking about that just recently we did the gift card offer, but we've also done free shipping on there and 20% savings. So those all work really well. So number three, I wanted to go into like a more formal coaching consulting business because I know we have a lot of coaches, consultants on here. So I thought I would share a real life example of what I did on my old coaching business. So I actually was in the business coaching realm and people would always come to me because they said they needed more clients for their business, right? They would always say to me, Lindsay, I need more clients. I'm really bad at marketing. I need your help. So here's an example of what we actually put together. So one of the things we knew is that we had pretty high-end coaching packages. Our packages started at $5,000. So I knew that somebody wasn't going to hire me straight off the site. My goal was ultimately to get them to book a coaching session. So I knew that I had to probably most likely collect their information and get their email address and either talk to them on the phone or warm them up via email. And then I could invite them to a coaching call. And so for them to ultimately hire me. So I want to show you kind of how that broke down for me because I think it's pretty interesting because we kind of tried two methods. And this is an example of kind of two different ways that you can start to collect email addresses. So the first thing we did is what I did is I took from all the calls that people I had with people, all the free calls I had, and I noted down what are the things that people are telling me they're struggling with. I said, what are they seeking? What are they really struggling with? Now, the two things I heard was everyone said to me, I need help bringing paying clients in the door. And the second thing they said was, I need a step-by-step plan. I just need someone to give me a roadmap. I just need someone to hold my hand, right? So here's what I did. The first time I tested something, I actually used HelloBar, and this is our little page takeover. And I used this exact text, ready to bring paying clients to the door, let us give you the step-by-step plan, right? This is what they're asking for. And then hit the button, show me how. And that actually took them to a little page to put in their email address and a few more pieces of information. And that was for them to sign up for a free 45-minute clarity call with us. So that was the offer, was a free call with us where we talk about the challenges they're facing and help them figure out the best plan of attack for them, okay? So that was one way, and that worked really well. We collected a good amount of email addresses, but most importantly, it converted at around 3%. Now, conversion means somebody took the action step you wanted them to take. So they either hit the button or they put in their email address. Okay. And I'm going to go into what that looks like a little bit later, but just so you know, HelloBar will always tell you in the software what a good conversion rate is, but 1-2% is good. 2-3% plus is awesome. So it just shows you this was converting at around 3%. So it was doing really well. But then I took it a step further and I said, you know what? We have this high-end coaching package. I think it's actually best for us to collect email addresses first, then give people their free offer, then share more about our story in some of our emails, and then invite them to a coaching call, right? I think this might be more effective. So one of the things when people said, I'm not getting clients, I need more clients, they'd always say the next thing. And it's because I'm not good at social media marketing. That's what they always told me. I was like, okay, I'm hearing that over and over again. So there's, you know, a lot of times people will think their problem is something, and that's a great thing to put in the free offer, right? Because if they think their problem is this and you're saying, hey, I have a solution to this, and then you're educating them, hey, it's actually not just social media that's the problem. Do you have an overall plan for your business? And that's kind of what we did. And then people started to open their eyes to see, oh my gosh, it's not just social media, right? This is what we did. Are you ready to stop wasting time, money, wondering what to post? We thought so. Watch our free webinar, 30 Instagram posts in 30 minutes. So this was a great example of something that we were able to collect a ton of email addresses on. The first time we actually did this webinar live, we had over 400 people that signed up, and we did not have that big of a community. In fact, I would struggle to get 20 people on webinars in the past. So this just shows you how much this training really really spoke to people and their pain points, okay? And they continue to work really well for us in collecting email addresses. So that's just another example of a way that you can start to collect email addresses. But when it comes down to it, when you're thinking about that offer and collecting email addresses, you've got to give value first. That's absolutely key. And then the next step is a catchy title, right? A catchy title plus a super amazing value offer equals a conversion. So I always like to, when I'm talking about a catchy title, where do you find a catchy title, right? Because I know that can always be overwhelming, how to find a catchy title. So I always love to tell people the grocery store is an amazing place to actually find a catchy title. If you're ever just standing in line at the grocery store and looking at the magazines, check out what titles are there. Also, as you're scrolling through Facebook, as you're looking at other people's websites, as you're looking at subject lines in your email inbox, take a note and note down the ones that really speak to you. Those could be inspiration for you in your headlines. And at the end of this, I'm actually going to give you an awesome bonus that's going to help you with writing headlines too that I'm really excited about. So it kind of takes the work off your plate. But one tip that I used to use that worked really well for me when I owned a business is we had an Excel spreadsheet that we just put all the catchy titles and headlines that we saw in one place. And then that way, when I was looking for inspiration for my free offer or some text for social media to kind of prompt people to sign up for my free offer, I always had some inspiration there. Headlines are key. Here's a few examples of ones that I really like. So this one actually we had on Neil's site recently and it worked really well. It was Advanced SEO Webinar, how to generate 1,702,148 visitors a month through SEO. And then the call to action was, yes, I want more traffic. So Neil specializes in SEO, which is search engine optimization, which means getting people to your website very organically, not through any paid advertising or anything like that. So that's what people come to him for. So people always say, Neil, how do I get more traffic? I want more traffic like you. So that's why his headline and his offer really spoke to that specifically. Here's another example. How to get out of debt in 90 days or less with this simple guaranteed system, right? And another one would be why diets don't work and what to do about it. So on the debt one, if I was in debt, I'd imagine that my pain would be like, it's so complicated. I'm never going to get out of debt. I'm never going to get out of debt. And then you're telling me you have a simple and guaranteed system that's going to get me out of debt. I'm probably going to take that offer, right? And put my email address in. And then the why diets don't work and what to do about that is that's an example of maybe coming up with something that kind of flips people's beliefs. So maybe your ideal client thinks, I need to lose weight. And the only way to do it is through dieting. And then you're like, no, actually dieting doesn't even work. Let me show you how, right? So you're kind of changing a belief, flipping a belief. That kind of stuff really intrigues people. But what's key, you guys, is just really going back to what their pain is and providing them with that solution right there in the free offer. So here's some more tips on collecting email addresses and what works best for your free offer. So if you have a yes or no question, meaning maybe you ask, and I'll show you an example of this in just a second. Let's say, for example, the debt one, do you want to get out of debt in 90 days or less? And then there's a yes button and a no button. And then someone hits the yes button and it's like, great, let me show you our simple guaranteed system. And then someone hits the no button and it says, are you sure you don't want me to show you our simple guaranteed system to get you out of debt? Right, that's an example of a yes, no. You can do that within Hello Bar through our top bar and a few other assets, and I'll show you that shortly. Journeys and courses convert better than ebooks by 16%. So again, thinking about maybe just taking a little part of your program, your coaching or consulting program, and making that into a little course or even a challenge, and you could do that through a few videos. You could do that through, sending a few emails every few days to people. There's a lot of different ways to deliver it, but those seem to work better. And then you should always offer that free offer throughout your website. And I'm going to show you how to do that shortly with Hello Bar. And then I wanted to share some statistics so you kind of know. So if you are sending people to your site to sign up for your free offer, a good lead magnet free offer will generate 5 emails for every 100 unique visitors. And on neilpatel.com, we generate around 7.4 emails for every 100 unique visitors. And again, Neil's been around for a while, right? So this is 10, 12 years in the making. So these are just kind of some stats. And then a good conversion rate, as I mentioned earlier, is standardly around 2 to 3%. Okay, So you guys, you've got your goal, you've got that free offer, you're like ready to go. Now you've got to put it out there, right? We've got to put it in front of people. So I want to talk about a few things about implementing it. So first and foremost, depending on where your marketing channels are, I always suggest putting your free offer out at least 3 times a week. Now I know you're going to say, Lindsay, you're crazy. Like, why would I put the same offer out on Facebook 3-4 times a week? The reality is social media is moving really, really fast. And so is everyone, right? People have to see a message 8 to 10 times before they're actually going to start to take action. So I always suggest continue to put it out there. And as I mentioned earlier, when we talked about that webinar that Neil had done on his site, he actually had his free offer throughout the site. Everything went over to the webinar. So every call to action he had on his site saying, hey, sign up for this, put your email address in for this, took people to the webinar page to sign up. What he did is he just tweaked the messaging. So what you can do is you can take a few pain points that your ideal client's having that this free offer will solve, and you can actually put that in the messaging, and then that way you're still sending people to the same place, but you're tweaking the messaging a little bit so that they don't feel like they're saying the same message over and over again. But I do always suggest you guys putting it out there multiple times, putting it in your content calendar that you're going to put your free offer out there 3 to 4 times per week, and really putting it on all your social media channels, even offering it when you're out in the community. I always love to grab people's card and say, hey, can I send you my free offer that I have available? And then I let them ask them if they're okay with me putting on their email list as well. I know it kind of sounds a little bit like that could take more work, but it also works really well. In fact, my boss earlier that I talked about that we did the 4-part video series with, he actually built his email list to over 20,000 people by speaking in person and collecting email addresses. You guys, and sometimes he was speaking at college campuses and the Chamber of Commerce. He wasn't always a big worldwide speaker. And that's every time he would just collect more and more email addresses, right? So that's one amazing way to start to get email addresses very quickly too, is if you love speaking, get out in your local community and give away a raffle or a prize to collect email addresses. Of course, make sure everybody, you have all the statements on there knowing that people are signing up for your lists and all that, what they're going to be getting. But that's another really great way to start to build your list. If social media or the online world is like, I don't want to do that, then start there. Go out in the community and start building it from there. Okay, so what's most important is you've got to get that offer in front of people, and that's really where Hello Bar comes in. So this is my baby puppy, Walter, and my baby niece, Scotty. I always like to use Walter as an example because my husband actually calls Walter his sales assistant. So I'll call my husband and ask what he's up to, and he's out on the road. He's like, I got my sales assistant, Walter. He always says that Walter gets him far more sales. And that's really what I look at Hello Bar is Hello Bar is like a sales assistant, right? So you've got the offer, you know your goal. Now you just need a little assistance when you're sending people back to your website to take that offer to make sure that they actually are going to put their email address in, right? Otherwise, you're leaving it up to chance that maybe they'll find your free offer on your homepage off to the right-hand side, or maybe they'll find it off on another page on your site. Hello Bar just helps you make sure that your offer is everywhere, very visible. And one of the things I love is we've made it really, really simple. Within Hello Bar, you literally just grab your template, you design it, and then you can iterate and publish it. Back in the day, it always felt like you had to be like a designer and a web developer and all this to actually get these things live, but you don't. And that's one of the things I love most. So I'm just going to pop out of this really quick, and I'm actually just going to pull up. I thought I would just show you Hello Bar really quickly so you can really see how simple it is. So once you've got your offer and you're ready to go, you can totally just get Hello Bar live in your site in minutes. We actually integrate with most major website platforms, and it's a very quick install. And if you ever have trouble with it, our team can always help with it as well, but really, really simple. And of course, my internet is working really slow. I swear Hello Bar does not actually move this slow. but once you're, oh, I don't know why it's doing that. But once you're in there, you go ahead and now it's making me log in again. But once you're in there, you actually, okay, something's going on with that right now. I'm not sure, but I'll just go back to the slide deck. But once you're in there, it's actually really simple. You go ahead and you just literally, create your, this is not working out for me, Heidi. Oh goodness.
It's all right.
Sometimes we got those technical things, right? Okay. So inside Hello Bar, so once you hop in there, you actually get to just literally hit the create pop-up button that you saw on the left-hand side. I'm not sure why that disappeared from there. And then from there, you create the pop-up and you get to choose what you want. You could use one of our top bars. You can use a page takeover, which I'll show you in a second. We already have the templates designed for you, so you don't need to worry about that. Then once you choose the template, you can actually choose your timing. You can say, I only want to show this upon exit, or I only want to show this after 30 seconds or 60 seconds, right? You can do it whenever you want. So I thought I would show you a few of our secret weapons with Hello Bar. So this is a page takeover, what we like to call, and the reason why it's that is because it just takes over the page on someone's site. And it works really, really well. In fact, Google did a ton of testing about a year and a half ago, and users found that they thought the page takeover was far less intrusive than the little modal in the middle of the screen. So that's just kind of something interesting from a lot of data and testing. But the exit intent works really well, meaning that when somebody's about to hit the URL bar to leave, the page takeover displays. So one of the cool things in Hello Bar is you can actually time any of the pop-ups. So you can say, again, I only want to show this upon exit. Maybe you find that people are leaving your site a ton. Then you could do that. Now, this is actually live on our site. If you go to hellobar.com, you'll see it there. And this displays when you're about to leave. And this actually brings us an additional 900 signups per month. It's literally just, you know, addressing what people know is that people are leaving your site without taking action. Stop that from happening. Let us help you and create your free account. People come to us because they want people to take action on their website. So again, we're addressing the pain points. And here's a few more examples of things. So this is just another little page takeover template. And all of these I actually created in Hello Bar in under 5 minutes. So we've really tried to make it very simple. This is a modal that you can use in the center of the screen if you just don't like the page takeover. This is a bar. So this is what a top bar looks like. And this is the yes-no question I was talking about. So this is something you can also do within Hello Bar that works really well. And is another awesome option. And then here's just another fun one that I created really quickly. So one of the cool things I think is, like, we've really made it very simple. I don't know about you, but oftentimes I find I hop in technology and I'm super overwhelmed. And then I don't know what to do next. And I think we've really solved that problem with the software. We have an entire team of support as well. So once you get it implemented and once you've got that free offer, you've got to have it live. And then from there, you really just have to start testing it and see what works. But one key thing is timing, okay? So I always use this example is, you know, you go into a Lululemon store, if you've ever been to Lululemon Yoga, and one of the things they have at the front is a DOFI. It's a director of first impressions. So it's a person there to greet you, not to actually sell you on anything. And then from there, you walk around the store, and if you're looking at an item for about 30 seconds, you may be approached by one of their people on the floor, which they call educators, not sales associates, and they may educate you on the piece of workout gear. And then from there, they walk away. Right? It's a very simply timed process. And timing is really key when it comes to your free offer. So when you are sending people back to your site, one of the things I will say is you want to make sure that you don't have your free offer display immediately. We have a timing feature in Hello Bar. It's literally a drop down. You get to choose when you want it to display. I always say wait around 30 seconds. That way someone can have a few seconds on your site. They can look around. Maybe they'll find your free offer on your top header or on your sidebar. And then you have a display and it's like, hey, here's the offer. That's a great way to do it so that you're not being too intrusive to people. And then the other thing to start thinking about, at the end of the day, you guys, one of the coolest things I love about Hello Bar is you can actually test your offer. So you can test one offer against another. And that way you can see what people are taking and what's working. And then you can use that offer throughout your site. So if you're looking to test that free offer, you can totally do it on Hello Bar. Another tip is I always say, ask your audience. So once you craft that offer, ask them, is this sound interesting? Would you sign up for this? Are you excited? Ask your friends and family. If you don't have any social media following or any email list or anything, ask your friends and family. Post on your personal Facebook page. Start getting them to enroll, and then they'll be like, wow, this is amazing. And I'm super excited. I'm going to tell other people about it, right? I'll tell you, when I first started my business, before I had anyone on my email list, any social media community, the first people I sent my free offer to were friends, family, and colleagues, and built up my email list immediately through that. And then from there, I asked them if they wouldn't mind sharing, and then they shared, and then I created the ripple effect, right? And it allowed me to test the offer and see what works best. So if we've gotten to the end of this and you're thinking, Lindsay, I don't have any audience or I don't have any people to talk to, you do. You've got, whether it be colleagues, friends, family, whoever it may be, that's the great people to test your offer on, okay? That is where I would definitely start. And even asking people if maybe they want to be a part of a beta program where they try your free offer and see if they get results. That can work really well too. So our approach to testing is just less is more. We put a few tests out there, we try it, we see what works, and then literally we take that and we put it across the site, we offer it. So even the webinar that we did a few versions of it, we really tested it, we found what worked, and then literally that was the only thing we focused on. So just really keep it simple, you guys. It doesn't have to be overwhelming or anything. And then how do you know when it's working? Hello Bar will tell you. That's one of the things I love most, is it'll actually say to you, okay, this is converting really well. So again, Hello Bar will tell you this is converting, meaning someone took the action step you wanted them to take, whether it be putting in their email address or clicking a button. So it'll say to you, this is converting at 1% to 2%, 2% to 3%, whatever it may be. And again, 1% to 2% is really good. 2% to 3% is what we aim for. And the higher you get, the better. And then I wanted to just break down really quickly, and then I wanted to dive into Q&A, but this is, again, Cord Buddy Travis. I talked about him earlier. So when we started working with Travis, we actually tried two different things. So remember how I told you that we were able to collect 1,000 email addresses for him over a short period of time? It was actually through this pop-up. So we just offered a simple savings. And what we did is we asked him, what are the most biggest pain points that people tell you? And he said, they want to give up on guitar. They don't think they can actually be a good guitar player. So that's why we said it helps you transform into an impressive guitar player in just 60 days, right? They're like, oh, it's going to take forever for me to be a guitar player. So this pop-up actually brought us over 1,000 email addresses in under 3 months. So it worked really, really well. Now the revenue that generated from just Hello Bar, not from his whole site, was about $1,500. So that was good, but we wanted to make the revenue even higher. So we made one simple tweak. So once we had collected a ton of email addresses, we decided to change our goal a bit. And we actually were just gonna, for my products folks, send people just straight away to the product page to buy the product. So although we weren't collecting email addresses with this, we gave people the discount code right on the Hello Bar. This is a Hello Bar page takeover. And it actually converted at 2.8%. And the revenue generated from Hello Bar went from 1,500 to around 6,000 to 10,000, depending on the month. The holidays did a lot better than certain months. But that just shows you an example of one small tweak can make a huge change. The first one was really great for collecting email addresses, and the second one was really great for people that we just wanted to straight away purchase. So at the end of the day, you guys, I think what's so important when it comes down to how do I, you know, start actioning this today, you've got to put yourself in your ideal client's shoes. You've got to ask yourself, what pain points are they facing? What challenges are they facing? And is my free offer actually providing a solution? So for those of you that have multiple free offers, your take action is to evaluate them. Ask yourself, is this providing a solution? Is this something that my ideal client is going to click on? And is this leading to my ultimate goal? For those of you that don't have a free offer yet, now it's time to put the pen to paper and ask yourself, what does my ideal client need? What pain points are they going through? What challenges are they facing? And if you don't know, ask past clients or ask people that you know that are your ideal client that you want to work with. Or maybe I always tell people, oftentimes your ideal client is usually you a few years back. So don't be afraid to ask. And so again, define the goal, create that amazing offer, and then from there you go ahead and test. And so I just wanted to really quickly, because I know we're over, so I'll just hop right into this, and then Heidi, I'd love to answer any questions. But for those of you that are interested in trying Hello Bar, I wanted to offer free 30 days of Hello Bar so you could actually take everything that we talked about here today and start taking action. And then with that, you'll also get some free awesome bonuses. We've got some fill-in-the-blank headline templates and email templates that we're giving away with your free trial. We also have an accelerated email marketing course that's going to take everything we talked about here today and go more in depth for you. So for those of you that are like, this is great, but I need way more, when you sign up for the free trial, you'll get this access to this course, which is amazing. It's a lot of great content and take action. And then also you'll get access to our team of dedicated marketing specialists to support you. We have our team there during business hours to answer questions, help craft headlines, really work with you to support you. So I hope you'll give it a try, and I want to go into any Q&A that's come up, Heidi, because I know I'm over time. I do apologize.
Oh, that's fine. So where do we go to get the free 30-day trial, or do you have a specific link that I can send to everyone?
Yes. Let me pull that up. I'm going to stop my share, and I'm just going to grab it right now, and I'm going to put it in the chat.
That'll be great, because that way people can click right on it when they, or see it when they watch the video as well. And then I do have a couple of questions, and I don't know, I have Dr. Tina Dupree is one of our original founders of Women in E-commerce. I'm going to unmute her. I don't know if Tina has any questions, but if she does, Tina, just go ahead and speak up if you do. In the meantime, I want to just ask a couple of questions. And make sure you look at the chat, because down at the bottom under the chat, you'll see a bright yellow, orange, almost the color of the hello bar. And you can check that out. And right there, you will be able to see the link to Hello Bar's special that Lindsay is offering. And that's very generous. So thank you very much, Lindsay. We're very excited. So I have a here. Let me make sure I wrote my questions down somewhere. Okay. So you mentioned that it integrates with just about every platform. So like, for instance, WordPress, or if you have a different one, does it work on those sites like Wix and things like that? Okay. All right. And then what would you say makes Hello Bar different from other similar tools? I don't need to mention names, but just, you know, what makes it stand out in your mind? Because I think that a lot of us I use one tool. I know a couple of my clients use a different tool, and there's just so many of them out there.
Yeah, it's such a great question, and I get asked that all the time. I would say two things. Three. The first is that it's simple. So when we design, everything we design at Hello Bar is made to be simple. We get brought all the time, people saying, well, what about integrating with this and doing this X, Y, and Z? And we always go back through and say, is this going to be simple for our users? So we really focus on how can you have the most effective pop-ups that work well up live in minutes. So I think that's step one big thing. The second I would say is our team. I always say when you buy the software, you get access to our team. We've got expert digital marketers. We're all in the same office. So we're literally messaging each other all day long about if there's issues coming up or someone's facing a challenge in the software. We're very dedicated to making people successful because that's what we all love. We're all teachers at heart. So I think that makes a huge difference. And then the third thing is we test everything. So we only teach what we've tested and we know works. So here's an example. Pop-ups, when they display immediately, we found basically cause people to leave the site, as I talked about earlier. They're very intrusive. So we actually took that off of our timing function. So when you go to our timing, you can't even have your pop-up display immediately because we know it doesn't work. So that's an example of we're always updating our templates and always updating timing features and everything. And we'll give tool tips in there that says, hey, this actually works the best or this converts the best so that people actually know how to use it in a way that it works.
Excellent. Well, and I think the one thing that for me would be a big selling point is accessibility. I mean, obviously ease of use is great. For me, it's not as big of an issue because I'm pretty technologically adept at things. I catch on to things easily, but a lot of our members don't, and they want something that's really simple that they can just put up there or give to their virtual assistant or someone and say, hey, can you do this for me? And I, from what I've seen of Hello Bar, it's that simple. So yeah. I think that's a huge selling point. And the fact that we have you, and I mean, you are really accessible. You know, you and I've had some email conversations. I can't say too many other companies where I've had this much interaction with people and before I've even made a purchase. So if you look at it from that perspective, this makes it a huge, huge benefit. So let's talk a little bit. You don't need to tell me the costs. I'm sure they might be varied, but how does this compare to, say, other platforms in terms of cost? Because I think that's going to be a question people ask.
Yeah, for sure. So we've done a lot of price comparisons and just looking at our competitors and what they're doing. So our the plan that you're going to get access to is our $29 plan. So that is our like base plan that's available, and that gives you like basically most of our features in the software, as well as if you stay on after the trial, you'll get 90 days of our dedicated marketing specialist. So that plan is our $29 plan. And then from there, that actually allows you up to 50,000 views. And then if you get more than that on your site, then you bump up to our $99 plan. So we've done a lot of cross comparison. We fit, like our base plan fits right in. And in fact, a lot of our competitors bump you up to like the 99 and the 199 very quickly. And we really do, because we've always wanted to keep it pretty affordable. So, and then for those that take this free trial and they decide, it's really easy to cancel in the 30 days. If you don't enjoy it, of course, I hope you try it. But if you don't, you can just email our team members very quickly. They'll cancel you. Nothing will be charged or anything will be taken care of. And you can also bump down to our free plan. So we have a free plan available. That's not the plan that I'm giving the trial to. The plan that I'm giving the trial to is our growth plan, but we always do have our free plan available. You do have the logo turned on and limited view counts, and you're not able to use our targeting, meaning only showing it on certain pages on your site. But that's always available. And the thing about it is we love to be able to make this software accessible. So that's why we've always kind of kept that in the back burner too for people.
Okay. So then you mentioned about it integrates with almost any platform. So how it works is that when you take an email, it goes right into your email marketing system, whatever if you're using MailChimp or Constant Contact, or okay. Because I think that's another question people ask. I'm trying to ask some of the questions that I know our members would have. So I just think, I don't have any more questions, but I think I just want to thank you so much, Lindsay, for being with us today. Tina, if you can hear me and you'd like to say anything, you better speak up because we're almost finished. Tina, like I said, is one of our past, she's actually been on our board. She's one of the founding board members of Women in E-commerce since 2001, and she's just a strong supporter. She's gotten more awards than most people I will ever get in their lifetime. She's just an amazing human being. She's a lifestyle and business coach. She does a lot of things. She has a speaker network. So I'll talk to her, but I think this is something she could really use, especially for her professional speakers network. So, and several of my clients too. So thank you, Lindsay. And so I want to give you something for taking the time out of your busy day and joining us today. I'd like to give you a free membership in Women in E-commerce, and that would be our platinum level, which is what the higher level most of our members are at. We have the basic, the silver, gold, platinum, and lifetime. So I'd like to give you a 1-year platinum, and I'll send you all the details on that, because I think you'd benefit, and I know that our members would be able to say, wow, she's a member now, I really want to support her. Because I found, I have a woman who's a member of our board. She's in France. We have an international board of 40-something women. And we will email back and forth, and she wants to know which member she should contact for this and which. Because I know almost all of our members who are active. And so even though we have over 3,000, there's probably, you know, like any organization, about 350 or 400 that are really active. And so I know a lot of them because I've been doing this since 2001. So I gave her a list, and she was so thrilled. She emailed me back today and said everyone was the perfect fit for what she needed for an event she had coming up. So this is the kind of community we have, which is why I like Hello Bar, because I think that you have a similar community, and that you're vested in the people who use your product and service. And you want to build a relationship. It's not like a one-off sale for you. So thank you again very much, Lindsay.
That's really generous. I really appreciate that.
My pleasure. So Lindsay, how can everybody on the call or listening to the recording later get a hold of you if they had any questions, or who would be the best person to contact?
I'm going to put my email address straight away in the chat. You just email me, and I'm happy to answer any and all questions for you.
Fantastic. So Hello Bar is HelloBar.com. Be sure you go there, but check out our website from this program, because I will have the link, the direct link as well, to the 30-day free offer. So that was very generous. And I want to again thank you. And thank everybody for being with us. We're going to end because it is a little over time and I like to stay as much on time. So I'll just say again, thank you, Lindsay Mirando, Director of Marketing for Hello Bar, for being with us today on the Entrepreneur Show. Be sure you check out, for those of you listening, go to wecai.org, W-E-C-A-I.org, if you want to know more about our upcoming events, as well as the Entrepreneur Show. And my name is Heidi Richards Mooney, and thank you all for being with us today.